Hey everyone, and welcome back to a brand new episode of the 1001 Films Podcast. I'm your host, Sean Gardner, and today I'm going to be reviewing the Apple TV documentary about Billie Eilish called The World's a Little Blurry. I'm going to give you my thoughts right after the break, so let's get to it. So, just to give you my thoughts on Billie Eilish in general, I like her music. It's very unique. You can't really pin it down to a specific genre, really. It's kind of poppy. It's kind of techno. It's just unique and it's interesting and not really like anything else. So I like it. I like her music a lot. And just to give her, you know, give you a little background on her, if you don't know, she was 13 years old when she posted the song Ocean Eyes on SoundCloud, and it went viral, and she became super famous essentially overnight because of that song. It was recorded and mixed in her brother's bedroom, and you get to see a lot of that behind the scenes kind of stuff in this film. You know, she recorded everything on her first album in her brother's bedroom. You know, and this documentary really kind of follows that journey, basically from just being a 13-year-old kid to the release of her first album and her winning a whole bunch of Grammys. I kind of discovered her from her episode of Hot Ones. I like to watch that, celebrity interview show where they eat really spicy chicken wings on YouTube, and I've seen every episode, and I found out about her through that show. When she did that show, I hadn't heard of her yet, but then I saw her on the show, and then I looked her up and looked up her music, and I was like, oh wow, this is really cool. This is interesting. I really like it. You know, so I really like, you know, her song Ocean Eyes, Bury a Friend, and I think my favorite is When the Party's Over, especially that music video. It's the one with the black tears, and she's just like in this white outfit in the white room, and I really liked seeing the behind the scenes filming of that music video in this film. I mean, and it's really interesting to see the behind the scenes from this film. You know, you kind of get to see how the sausage is made, you know, because you never really get to know the people behind the celebrity a lot of times. Even in interviews, it's, you know, sometimes you can tell, like, okay, this person is still acting, like they're still holding something back, they're still not giving 100% of themselves. So I like that I didn't know a lot about her, so I learned a lot through this documentary. You know, like, I didn't know that she had Tourette's. I didn't know she had some mental health issues, or I knew she had some mental health issues, but I didn't know how serious it was, about how she, you know, has contemplated suicide a few times and everything. So it was just interesting to see all the behind the scenes and like how much she really cares about the music that she does and how much she cares about being authentic. Like, there's a couple times where, you know, like she sprains her ankle when she's about to do a show. Like at the very beginning, she sprains her ankle, or, you know, she has shin splints. And, you know, she's just beating up her body, just the way that she performs with all the jumping and stomping and running around on stage. That's how she really wants to present her music, and, you know, in like a live setting. And she really wants to do that so bad that if she sprains her ankle and just has to sit there and sing, like, it makes her feel like she just doesn't want to even do it at all. As she really cares about her fans, to give her fans the best, experience at each concert that they go to. Because she says several times, you know, during the film, like, it's because of the fans that she is who she is today. You know, if she would have never, if she would have never posted that song to SoundCloud, and if it hadn't gone viral and people hadn't liked it, then the fans are the reason that celebrities exist, you know. And she recognizes that, when I think a lot of other celebrities don't. She recognizes her fans appreciate her authenticity, and that fans of celebrities in general appreciate authenticity. And that's one of the themes that kind of runs throughout this film, that you just kind of see, it just kind of comes up organically. They don't really just push it in your face a lot, is that, normal people respond to celebrities who act normal, who, are trying to hide behind a persona, who aren't trying to put forth a personality that isn't authentic. Like, real recognize real, honestly. People respond to authenticity, and the people like that, especially in celebrities, because we're so inundated with celebrities that are fake, that are not authentic, that are only their characters or whatever, you know, that don't really let you into who they really are. But Billie Eilish is like the exact opposite of that. And you can really tell through her music and through this documentary that she is really truly trying to be who she really is, through her music and through her performing and everything. So, one criticism I do have about this film is its length. It's very long. It's, 2 hours and 20 minutes long. So it's a little self-indulgent. It could have been an hour 50 or, 2 hours. It could have easily cut out a half an hour of this film and, half an hour or so, and they still would have gotten the same point across. I just feel like, they weren't necessarily exploiting her, but it was, like I said, it was just self-indulgent. It was just too long. It was unnecessarily long at, a documentary at 2 hours and 20 minutes. You know, if you're going to make it that long, just extend it by another 40 minutes. And then make it a 3-part miniseries or something, each of an hour each, I just think, one of the other things that I forgot to mention earlier is that I think it's, interesting her relationship with Justin Bieber, 'cause she's a fan of him, and has been since she was a little girl, before she got famous. But then once she gets famous, he becomes a fan of her. And that part was also interesting to see how celebrities look at other famous people, as unapproachable, for Billie Eilish to be so bashful and so timid when in that part where she meets Justin Bieber at Coachella, she's a famous person meeting another famous person, and the way that she just hugs him and just breaks down, and like this is a childhood dream of hers coming true. It really just shows that celebrities are just people too, and that kind of goes back to the point that I was talking about earlier, about authenticity, seeing her break down and just like cry in his arms and like freak out when she calls him or when he calls her or whatever, to congratulate her on on all the Grammy wins and everything. That's authentic, that's authentically who she is, how she really feels. And she's not trying to hide it. That's just who she is. And she just puts it out there. So those are my thoughts on, Billie Eilish, The World's a Little Blurry. It's on Apple TV. I know a lot of people don't have Apple TV, but if you do, you should check it out. You know, I know they give everybody a free 1-year trial if you buy a new iPhone or whatever. So if you bought an iPhone recently and you haven't been, scrolling through Apple TV and you think, oh, it's just another streaming service, there's not a lot on there, definitely check this one out. I would recommend it, but maybe, you know, fast forward if you're starting to get a little bored, because it does get a little long, and it does repeat itself, a lot. So, thank you guys so much for listening, and I will catch you next time.